You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hey everyone, today we are going to dive into a super useful exercise that will help you improve your compositions, find new ideas, and get better at voice leading. We'll be using the circle of fifths as our basis and put some major triads on top. This exercise will shift your focus from just building chords to thinking more about how your melodies flow. So let's get right into it. All right, first, let me show you how to write out the circle of fifths quickly. Let's start on the C root tone, and from there, we move up by 5 chromatic steps. That leads us to the F. From there, let's move up another 5, and so on. That's the pattern that brings us through all the tones of the octave until we eventually end up on the C again. Now here's the fun part. We are not sticking to any specific key. So as you move through the cycle, we are going to run into some sharps and flats, and it might look a bit weird from time to time, but that's okay. This isn't about staying in one key, it's about finding new ideas and being more original. And a little hint, this also works with all the other root cycles, like the RC2 or 3 or 4. But for the sake of demonstration, we will stick to the RC5 throughout this assignment. Now, let's talk about writing horizontally. This means we are focusing on how the melody moves from one note to the next, rather than just stacking chord tones on top of each other. Triads are built on the odd-numbered scale tones, so that is scale tone 1, 3, and 5. I want to start with 5 so that we can descend to 3 on the next root tone. From there, we move down to scale tone 1 over the following root. Once we reach scale tone 1, we start over and cycle back to 5, and the pattern repeats. By the way, this all follows perfect voice leading, although we just wrote one line. This will become way clearer when we add the second and third line. So let's do this. I want to start on scale tone 3, and since we know the pattern already, let's write it out. 3 goes to 1, 1 goes to 5, and 5 goes back to 3. Imagine each note as part of a flowing line, like connecting the dots. So instead of thinking vertically with chords, we are creating a smooth transition from note to note. We will be writing line after line, creating a continuous melody across different chords. Now, why is this such a great exercise, you might ask? Well, there are a few reasons. It gets you thinking about how melodies move instead of just focusing on chords. It helps you practice voice leading, which is basically connecting your notes in a smooth and natural way. It creates patterns, both in your melodies and your harmonies, that you can use again in other parts of your composition. This all is super flexible. You can apply this technique to any combination of notes, even if you want to work with clusters or more complex sounds. So here's a quick recap so that you can try this exercise on your own. Start by writing out your root cycle 5 ascending. For the first line, take your highest chord tone with triads, that's scale tone 5, and move down to the lower ones as you go from one root to the next. Keep doing this line after line and watch how the notes connect as you go. This is really a great way to unlock smoother melodies and improve your overall composition skills. Really give this a try. This is where new ideas start. It might not look glamorous to you at first, but remember that we can change the variables, like the root cycle, the number of tones in the treble, the tones themselves, the scale we use, and so on. So this is actually very flexible, very powerful, and can generate an infinite number of musical ideas and patterns. So that is where I would start. Let me know in the comments how it worked for you, and happy writing. This is the wax on, wax off part right now, if you are familiar with Karate Kid. Now that's the part that we are in now. So let's listen to the full audio result. And these are major triads with correct voice leading over the root cycle 5 or the circle of fifths. Now that wraps up the root cycle 5 assignment, but I don't want to stop here because this concept is powerful and I want to explore another example with you by tweaking a few of those variables. This time we will leave the root cycle 5 and use the root cycle 2 instead, also descending. On top I picked scale tones 2, minus 3, and 6. We will see how that sounds, but I will first follow the exact same steps to write out one line at a time. So let's listen to this result. One of the biggest benefits of this technique is achieving harmonic consistency. All these structures are essentially the same and maintain proper voice leading. You can create dense, like six-part structures with correct voice leading over any root cycle or root progression, which can serve as a fantastic starting point for a new composition. And I encourage you to try this assignment with different variables, like using the root cycle 1 ascending and scale tones 2, 4 plus and 5 on top. And yes, that's a challenge. Let's hear how that might sound. Have a great day. This was Frank. Bye.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.